Welcome back, adventurer, to the Tarot Tavern, where the tales unfold in ink and intuition, and the hearth is always warm for the one who listens. Tonight, we're going to go ahead and return to the edge of the same cliff we visited last time. But this time, something feels a little different. It feels slightly off kilter. The wind bites colder. The path is less clear. And the laughter that once filled the air and carried on the breeze now echoes with uncertainty. Let's visit with the Fool reversed. I met with the Fool one other time, and it was years after our first encounter on Wind Whistle Ridge. He had grown older, not by age, but seemingly by burden. His pack was heavier, his eyes darting instead of dancing. Gone was the feather, and in its place, a crumpled map with smeared ink and 100 half-erased paths. He had followed every whim, every whispered dare, every flicker of curiosity, and found himself in circles. I offered him some bread and some mead as we sat beneath an old juniper tree. "You've wandered far, my friend," I said. He nodded, rubbing some dirt from his boots. "Too far, maybe. I kept leaping, but I forgot to look." "So, where did all those leaps take you?" He shrugged. "Somewhere between nowhere and not yet. I think I lost the thread of the song." There was a sense of silence. And it wasn't until then that I noticed that that little white dog was nowhere to be seen. His eyes, no longer filled with galaxies, but they were fogged windows. "Friend, I know that you still carry the spark. You just need to tend to that flame." He looked at me with wide eyes, and I could see a tear beginning to form. That day, I learned that the Fool in reverse isn't a villain. He's simply just lost. Lost in his own beginning. Tumbling through possibility with no pause to choose a direction. When the fool appears in his reversed form, he still speaks of potential, but it's tangled in hesitation, tangled in recklessness or naive impulse. This isn't the leap of faith. It's the stumble of denial. He stands at the cliff's edge, refusing to look at it. Or he's rushing to start something without proper preparation. It may represent the fear of the unknown so strong that it becomes self-sabotage or a habit of beginning things. Projects, relationships, dreams, without grounding. The reversed fool asks, are you leaping or running? Are you beginning something new or just escaping something old? When the fool reversed shows up in a reading, it may be a gentle warning or a loving nudge. It can suggest that the adventurer is resisting a necessary start. They may be clinging to fear or doubting their path. Or it might be a signal that you're rushing in too quickly and too unprepared. Overly idealistic or blind to the consequences. It's the universe whispering, pause, ground yourself. There's still time to look before you leap. Other times it reflects an inner voice that's been silenced. That part of you that used to dream, used to laugh, used to trust the wind, now curled up behind layers of should-haves, would-haves, could-haves, and someday. Reversed, this card asks you to find balance, to dare to leap, but make sure that your wings are ready to carry you. I have been the fool reversed more times than I care to admit. I've said yes when I should have waited. I've followed sparks that led into storms. I have jumped without a second thought and then wondered why the landing hurt so hard. But I've also feared the leap so much that I've stayed frozen at the edge of the cliff, paralyzed by possibilities, drowning in those what ifs. The fool reversed taught me this. It's okay to hesitate. It's okay to fall. But don't let fear steal the story before it's begun. Well, adventurer, I think that's it for tonight. But next time, we'll meet with one who gathers the raw elements of the world and shapes them with will and focus. We're going to meet with the magician. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, listener. Jared here. Before we close out this episode, I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Now, this podcast is a real labor of love. It's just me behind the scenes, doing the writing, the recording, the editing, and everything else that brings this podcast to life. So truly, every listen, every share, every kind word, it really does mean so much to me. Now, if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help support it, I've set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. No spaces. Think of it like a virtual tip jar with some bonus perks. Your support helps cover production costs and gives me more time to keep creating content for you. You can find the link in the show notes as well. And whether you're able to support financially or not, just knowing that you're out there listening is already a huge gift. Now, I want to give a special shout out to those amazing folks that are help keeping the lanterns lit here at the Tarot Tavern. Lars, if you have joined the Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't yet, or you're still thinking about it, just know that I would love to have you as one of the patrons that joins me in the Tarot Tavern, and I'll make sure that your name gets listed on future episodes. That's it for now. I'm grateful that you're on this journey with me. Take care, and I'll see you next time.